Holy shit. I guess I'm lucky I didn't get into gear a little sooner today. I would be fucked. So I took a day off of the circumnavigation, and it was pretty rainy, rainy-ish. Then today it was overcast, but not too bad, and I thought I might just go sweep up some of the touristy stuff. I happened to be right at the final Pei waterfall, and the other thing I found last episode that I couldn't figure out what it even was. Apparently you pay a couple of bucks, and it is just a really intense cliff. But they have a little walkway that goes down along the cliff. If anything, it actually sounds a bit scary with my fear of heights, the sheer drop. But I'll probably do it anyway, just why not? So it started raining a little bit, and I was like, yeah, I'll probably just go anyway, fuck it. Could keep the crowds away, could be kind of neat to see this stuff when it's a bit rainy. And then the sky just fucking opened up like crazy. It's raining super hard. But also, I think the weather said it was like 28 degrees. I'm starting to find the weather reports very strange around here. They're hard to determine if they're correct, because that doesn't seem right. Like, I did take a shower this morning, but I actually woke up feeling like I wasn't just all sweaty and gross. I'm like, oh, doesn't seem that crazy hot out. However, when the rain hit, I did feel like a wave. I'm just standing in front of my hotel window. I felt a pressure of heat as well. And it is legitimately like a shower. It's so warm out, yet raining like crazy. It's fucking weird as hell. But yeah, even though I noticed the other day that the hotel here actually has umbrellas down by the door, and they're huge umbrellas, very nice. So I used one yesterday when I was just out and about. I'm definitely going to use one of those bad boys, but even with that, oh my god, there's just so much rain. So I mean, I don't know, if this would just calm down a bit, I would still be willing to go in the rain, but I can't go outside in this. This shit's insane. So again, a good thing, I guess, a good thing that that I've got the whole week to finish up this journey, and I don't have much farther to go, because yeah, you just never know what's going to happen. There's a lot of thunder warnings too, and lightning. I don't know, I'm just feeling it like I just really do want to go, like, even if I don't go make any real progress today, I just kind of want to go do those little touristy things, but I'm just like, this is, I don't know, man. You know, that's kind of cool, though. Right across the street from here is a place called Bubble Tank that's a scuba diving place, so they've got a bunch of canisters set up. But the guys working there, they're all in wetsuits. So yeah, at first they were standing under an awning, but one of them, I guess he had some work to do, so he's just like, well, whatever, I'm already wearing a wetsuit. So he's just walking around doing his stuff. Yeah, I think it is, it's calmed down a little bit to at least sort of normal rain. It's not like when the sky first opened up and it was all nuts. Do I dare go out in this? Like, it's a bit of a walk just to get to the bus. I don't think I can even make it to the bus without getting soaked, but I don't know. It is a really big umbrella. I don't know. I think I'll try. I'm going to try. I'm just going to see. Alright, lucky me, the fucking rain actually stopped. And I just saw a sign. There's, I guess, maybe three waterfalls here. There's a sign that says, first waterfall only flows after heavy rainfall. Well, lucky me! And I certainly do hear what sounds like a waterfall. Man, I realized, I mean, this is very obvious in hindsight. But man, I'm pronouncing stuff wrong. I mean, it's too late now, right? We're coming to the end of the Korea adventure. But, you know, I guess like with Jecheon, you know, I was calling it Jecheon, and I eventually learned that Jecheon is closer to how you say it, and then I say it in some in-between way. Yeah, I can see through the trees, there's a waterfall. The first waterfall only flows after a heavy rainfall. Wow, this timed out so well. I mean, it's not even that it rained yesterday. It rained like 90 minutes ago. It's perfect. Oh, and there's a bridge. Geez, actually, is that just the road? Just the normal bridge? I don't think so. I think the road with the bus is behind that. But there's somebody up there walking across that bridge. I don't know how that all works. But yeah, this is kind of nice. I don't know how high this is exactly, but a little mini waterfall, like half the size of the ones by the hotel. But again, it's just the little one, the bonus. But yeah, I noticed on the bus, just as the bus was rolling up, this bus stop is named after the waterfall, and I just caught it out of the corner of my ear as I was getting off the bus. But, you know, the name of this one, it's like Cheon, Jeon, you know, something along those lines. But the bus voice said something more along the lines of, like, Ching is how they pronounce the Cheon. And then the Jeon is, like, similar to Jecheon, so that makes sense that that would be a Chon. Ching John? Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know. But at least I know I'm totally saying stuff wrong. That's the best I can do. I was thinking that today too, of just the uniformity of the names, how I'm having such a hard time remembering the names of stuff around here. But presumably all of these words that I keep seeing over and over again, I mean, they would probably just be one symbol, right? In the Korean language, so it just wouldn't seem nearly as weird, I'm sure, if it's just a single symbol. But seeing it spelled out as a whole word, you know, there's like a handful, there's like 10 different terms that I just feel like I see over and over, all over the place. But it would seem a lot less weird if they were just symbols. Here's the thing here too, where I guess all of them are like this, all of these places where you buy a ticket. You buy the ticket, and then at the next booth, they check your ticket, but I kind of forgot. And here in particular, you buy the ticket, and then there's a little booth where they check the ticket, like, almost next door. It's so close. So I didn't even think about it. It's like, okay, I just bought the ticket, and the lady had to call to me. Hey, buddy, hey, stupid, come over here. I was like, oh, shit, sorry. Well, I guess at the other places, there's more of like a gate sort of situation. Here, you really could just wander right in. So I was just like, it's very weird, a weird duplication of effort. Oh man, I wonder, is this must be waterfall number 2, but I'm just walking past it. Presumably this walkway will take me to a view afterward. But yeah, this is actually pretty nice. The walkway is all set up and you just walk along this river. Looking way down, way down. Yeah, that's a way bigger waterfall. Yeah, this one was $2.50. An additional 50 cents, but yeah, this is a lot more elaborate than the two waterfalls by my hotel, just because it's a longer stretch that you walk along. There are a fair amount of people around. It's a little weird doing my little podcasty thing. But waterfall number 2, it says, do not enter when the river is flooding. So yeah, I guess you gotta hit that that perfect happy middle, which I guess I hit, because yeah, it was raining hard, but only for a bit. It wasn't like a whole day of downpour. So I got the water to fuel the waterfalls, but not the water to make this a dangerous flooding situation. Because yeah, this walkway I'm heading down to is very close to the river. And then it says, welcome in the Jeju. Look a lot in the Jeju. Take a rest in the Jeju. However, don't take a rest here, because it says, do not go into the pond because it is deep. Do not swim, camp, or cook. Take a rest in the Jeju, but not literally here, Dickie. All good advice.
Oh yeah, that waterfall's good. Oh, that's a good one. Man. Obviously, it's extremely hard to time out this type of thing, but man, it is worth it to try to come here right after it rains. So yeah, I think the waterfall that empties directly into the ocean, that one is still tippity top. It is so hard to top that just because it's right by the ocean and it's this big cliff falling right down. But I'd say this, at least during this kind of situation where it just rained, I think this is the second best one, because the one nearest my hotel, the one that I'm always seeing from above, I still think it's the best from above to see it from the park. It was the one that when I actually spent the money to go stand in front of, it was kind of the least impressive. Where this one, it's not as tall as that, but it's wider and it's just a more beautiful area just down in this. Like, this looks like a movie. This looks like Jumanji or some shit. This is like, man, this is good. I was just thinking too, I was saying how the Cheon part, like Jecheon, but I realized it's actually different because that's Jecheon, but these falls, Cheon, Jeon, but they pronounced it like Ching. Cheon, Qingjian. So the Cheon word was pronounced two different ways, Qing and Cheon. Whatever. I mean, obviously, everything I'm saying is wrong, but maybe that's just because of the placement. Maybe you say it differently if it's at the end of a word as opposed to at the beginning. Because Lord knows French has a million rules like that. Holy crap! The syllables that you don't pronounce unless. You literally have to look ahead to the next word in French to figure out if you pronounce something or not. It's a mess. So maybe it's something like that here too. Oh, cool. And they have a recreation here of a painting from the late 1600s or early 1700s. 1702, I guess. A painting somebody made of these waterfalls from back then, where I see you can see both the waterfalls in the painting, but in real life you can't see the second one. It's the one above here, you can just see this one. But that's pretty rad. It's like a painting of people doing archery practice, soldiers. It's just neat to think of somebody in 1700 who also was here and was like, pretty fucking good waterfall, son, I'm gonna make a painting of that. And now here I am in the 2020s, just some dumb dickhead. Pretty rad, man. Definitely worth $250, no question. Well, that was a first where it was hard to even take a proper picture of that waterfall because it sort of misted up the lens on my little camera phone in some weird way that I couldn't really, I'm not sure if I couldn't wipe off the lens or if it was just that there was actual mist in the air, but the pictures were all very steamy. Like I was taking a picture in a shower. But man, I'm always saying how, you know, I like to just kind of move along, soak something in a little bit and then move along, that I don't really just like sit around and soak it in. Looks like I got steep steps coming up. Becomes very slippery when it rains or snows. The very young and very old may have difficulty. So I should probably stop yammering to myself so I at least have my hands free just in case. But yeah, I guess I just assumed other people are just calmer souls than me and just soak things in more. But I wasn't down at that waterfall, I didn't think, especially long. But three different groups came and went, you know? They trundled down, they all took a picture, they trundled out. Next one in, next one out. Then the third one came in, I'm like, all right, I'm getting out of here. So I don't know, maybe I'm not quite as frazzled and scatterbrained as I thought. Maybe I'm right in line with everybody else. So all right, I'm heading way up to something called the three-tiered waterfall, so maybe this will be more like what that painting represented. Maybe this is where you just see the waterfalls from above.
Oh man, on the way to waterfall number 3 is a huge, terrifying bridge. But I think it's not on the way to 3, it's a separate thing. So I think I'll be going across this later, all the way across, to see what is on the other side. But I'm just gonna go up a bit. So yeah, it's a great big arched bridge. I did see this the other day when I was taking the non-paid route, following the Olay Trail down below here, which was still nice in its own way. Oh yeah. Oh, fuck this. Oh God, that's so scary. I only went a third of the way up, and yeah, I'll come back later. But I think I'm just gonna have to basically go across just to getting anywhere near the edge. It's just a plummet hundreds of feet down into the rocky waters below. That's so fucking scary. Oh, I hate that. I hate that. It's a beautiful bridge. It's all like covered in these ornate sort of, I don't know quite what they are. Are they guys on horseback? Yeah, it's pretty, but like I was saying on Gunsan Orium, that kind of height doesn't bother me too much, even though I was way high up and I could see like 40% of Jeju all around me. It was like this crazy view, but it wasn't steep, you know? It was just like a gradual walk up the Orium. That is a sheer plummet, that bridge. That is exactly what makes my fear of heights go fucking haywire. That is terrifying. I hate that. But I have no choice. I gotta see what's on the other side. So I'll probably have to go across it and then back across it again. I mean, if I just walk in the center and I just beeline it across, it won't be so bad. But yeah, all these people taking pictures and just hanging out by the edge and take a selfie. It's like, dude, it is one of those things. Like, obviously, I guess I'm the one with the thing that is not functioning properly with the fear of heights. But I still feel like fear of heights is a reasonable fear, man. It's like, it's not fear of pickles. It's fear of falling to your fucking death. Seems like a reasonable fear to have. I feel. Man, yeah, I just saw a presumably North American couple, because the dude had a California shirt. I saw them at waterfall number 2. They're already making their way back up from waterfall number 3. I guess it is too. I mean, maybe it's just if you're here for a limited time, you don't have all the time in the world. You don't have 2 months to amble around an island or whatever. Just see the thing, get moving, see the next thing. I mean, that is kind of my memory of going on family trips, is more that way. But that seems very fast. Like, I don't know. It's a fucking natural, beautiful wonder. You spent $2.50, soak it in. I feel very weird that I'm the one saying this, because I always feel like I just zip past things too fast. But I am going at like a third the speed of everybody else. What the heck? Why are people in such a hurry? I didn't realize. I don't know. Oh, that's one thing. So with the action figure museum I found the other day, I also found like a movie wax museum exhibit thing. Okay, there's the arrow heading down to waterfall 3. But this walkway keeps going. I'm gonna walk along it a bit and see where it goes. Oh, it just says no way. Presumably it's just a dead end, but I don't know, I'll follow it a little bit farther just to see. But yeah, I looked up this wax museum just out of curiosity. And it was the same thing as the action figure museum, basically. People said, it costs a little bit too much, it's really quite small, you see it all real quickly. But a couple of people mentioned something called the Jeju Pass. This reference was from a couple of years ago, and I couldn't figure out what it was or find any information about it. So I don't know if it's currently a thing. Maybe tourism was real bad, you know, in the midst of COVID, so they made up this pass. Or maybe it is a pass you can get. I couldn't find any information, but I don't know, that could be something worth looking into. Because that does seem kind of cool, like if you have a pass that just lets you into a bunch of places. That could be kind of neat, because then, yeah, go to the action figure museum, go to the wax museum. And so what if you're only there for half an hour? Oh, this is interesting. So, there's a gate here that just connects to a normal road and a walkway, but there's Olay Trail markers here.
There is a sign on the other side saying, don't come in here. Did I walk past here the other day? I don't think I did. I don't think I walked this particular part of the Olay Trail. But that's interesting. Maybe there's a camera around there somewhere I'm not seeing, but it seems like it'd be very easy to sneak your way in here. But I'm not recommending you do that. It's 250, for God's sake. But yeah, whatever this pass thing was, that seems kind of cool. Because then if you have a pass, then it would be a bonus to have just little weird museums. Oh yeah, this is slippery. Christ. This walkway, very slippery. Yeah, a little wax actor, whatever the fuck they call those museums. Little action figure museum, all manner of different little museums. Like, they'd be fun if they were all just part of a pass to see a bunch of things that are all kind of small and digestible. But it does seem that paying individually for these things, they're all just kind of expensive and kind of small. So the Jeju Pass, who the fuck knows? Fuck, this is slippery. Jesus. I'm just on this wooden walkway, but I have never slipped with these boots. These are my big, cool boots I bought in Seoul. Better put this fucking recorder away, because yeah, this is some slippery shit. All right, so that one, it was actually a walk down as opposed to up, although obviously it's up on the way back. So yeah, that 400 meters on the sign obviously meant 400 meters distance from here. It's gonna start getting slippery, not fucking 400 meters up. I have had that, I made that mistake a couple of times where it is a little weird that height and distance, using meters for both, it's not always exactly clear what you're talking about in a mountainous area. But of course that would make no fucking sense. I think the humidity is just already boiling my brain. I just saw 400 meters and just thought, hey, 400 meters. But I mean, 400 meters is higher than the Gunsan Orim. What the fuck would that, how would I be going up anywhere around here? There's nothing that goes up at all, let alone 400 meters. That doesn't even make 1/100 of a percent of sense. But yeah, that was okay. Definitely waterfall 2 is the waterfall. This is just going down farther to see the final little third one. Not some epic view of all the waterfalls. I think they call it the triple waterfall just because it's the third one, not because you can see three waterfalls. But yeah, not bad to see, but that is, it's funny that for the smallest little one, the most out of the way one, it's quite a long walkway. It's quite involved. That's where spending the 250 feels very justified. That's a lot to maintain just to get somebody down there. And it's not nearly as slippery as all that. There's like strips on the steps so you don't slip. And I think just because of it being walked on more, it's less slippery. I think it's just because I was wandering to nowhere's land. So, you know, it wasn't tread upon that much. So little slippery moss or something that might have grown on the walkway is just there. That was on me. But okay, I'm at the Devil Bridge. I got across. So let's do this. Let's just walk without looking to the side. Just look forward. Just look at the ground in front of you and just pretend that it's fine. Just pretend you're on a normal walkway, that you're not high in the sky, way above everything. One thing I do sometimes to be less scared of heights is I imagine I'm a giant. Because obviously in my peripheral vision, I can't help but see this terrifying plummet to either side a little bit. Pretend I'm a giant and my legs are half a mile long. So I'm just walking on the ground right now. Ah, of course my head's above the tree line. Why wouldn't it be? I'm a giant. If I fall down, so what? I'll just scrape my knee a little bit. I am a giant. Okay, I'm halfway. There's a, from Gem and the Holograms, the evil band, the Misfits. That's one of their songs. I am a giant. I am 20 stories tall. I am a giant, towering above it all. Uh-oh, I look to the side. Oh God. Oh God, I'm looking down. Holy shit, oh, that's beautiful. Oh, you can see the shore, the coastline from here. I'm really high up though. What the fuck? Okay, I'm coming back down the other side. Yikes. Okay, well, that was the best possible version. I got across that without my legs feeling too shaky. And I even looked a little bit. I even got to catch a little view. And I mean, that's plenty. You don't need to soak that bad boy in. That kind of view emblazons itself on your goddamn retinas with just a glance. Yikes. Oh. Hey, here's a big cool fountain with like a bear, a turtle, a lion, and some kind of bird heads all spurting water. Is there a fifth one? Yes, there is on the other side. It's a fish. Oh, geez. Falls observation platform. Okay. Again, I didn't even know why I was over here. I didn't know what was over here. So let's go. Whew, man, though, yeah, that fountain, again, feels like Dark Souls. Good old Jeju, man, this place, if you just want to feel like you're in Dark Souls, you could do a lot worse. Oh, yeah, here we are. Cool. Similar to the waterfall by my hotel. There's just a little observation deck here. You can just see just through the trees, just enough to see the waterfall in the distance. That's pretty good. That's a nice bonus, definitely worthwhile. Oh, and somebody left a coconut here with a straw in it. So yeah, they did that by the waterfall that empties into the ocean as well. So apparently they sell coconuts around here to drink. And there's a temple. See, that's where it is a shame. Like, I just can't get these names straight. It would be a lot easier this whole time if I could have just said the three names of the three waterfalls, but I just can't. Impossible for me to remember. So dang similar. Oh, it's not like a full temple, I guess. It's just one of those, like, pagodas. Still very nice, though. It is similar here as it is in Japan in the sense that, you know, kind of all the temples and shrines basically look the same. Same thing here. They all basically look the same. They all have this one particular design. But they're a lot more rare in South Korea, so it still feels kind of neat when you find one. Whereas, you know, as I chronicled in Japan, it's such a fucked up thing to just have these beautiful things all over the place. But when you see them literally every day, after a while, it's like, oh, cool, another shrine. Right on, man. It's so fucked up, but I just couldn't help it. See, I don't know what else is over here on this side of the bridge, but I'm just going to wander around, see what I can see. A car went by. Is this an exit? If it is, maybe I should exit. Rather than walk all the way back to the beginning. Because, I mean, yeah, I'm done here. I saw all the falls. Where the heck am I now? Yeah, technically, as the crow flies, this takes me farther away from the cliffside. Jusang Jeolli Dae. Which, again, God, I can't even imagine how wrong I'm saying that. But I'm not sure what the route is from that side. This side I do know. In fact, yeah, just exited. There is a little ticket booth here. And yeah, this is a little surf shop place with a public washroom that I actually stopped at the other day. So I've been here. So yeah, now I'm just going to follow the Olay Trail backwards to get to those cool cliffs. And I'm going to go see those. Tie that up. And then as far as tourist things that you pay a couple bucks to see, I believe that'll be that. I think that's all of them that are prominently on my route. So then all that'll be left is to finish up, just to make my way to Gunsan. I don't think I'll be doing that today. But I'll be all set, man. I'll be all set. This will prepare me for the finale. And yeah, I can't help but notice on this side, this entrance, it does have a ticket office, but then it doesn't have a secondary ticket office right next to it where I'm supposed to give them the ticket. They just have one. Because you only need one. It's weird. It's weird. On the other side, I don't know, maybe I'm just a little embarrassed that a lady had to call out to me. But it's like, why are you even here, lady? You don't need to check my ticket. Anyway, whatever. I'm glad she has a nice booth job where she can sit in a nice booth on these hot sunny days. And hopefully she has AC or a fan or something. I don't know. That was, I realized, at Sanbangsan, the great big mountain that you're not allowed to go to the top of, but you can pay a dollar to go see the Buddhist grotto, the Buddhist shrine that's carved into the side of the mountain. And there was a lady just sitting there with a bunch of fans. She had like 3 fans on her. But I realized, oh, she must be there just so people don't vandalize. So, I mean, that's kind of a rough job. You just got to sit there at a little desk all day and just try not to melt. Yikes. I respect it, lady. I respect what you do. But all right, final waterfall down. There's definitely other waterfalls. Whenever I dick around on the map, there's all kinds of internal waterfalls farther inland, or at least there seem to be. But I get the sense that these ones, especially since they're the ones you got to pay a couple bucks for, these are probably the coolest ones. And yeah, they've turned me around a little bit on waterfalls. In Japan, the waterfalls were getting to be difficult to find. And well, that depends too. I mean, there's definitely good waterfalls in Japan. On YouTube and stuff, if you see people go to these various waterfalls, they're amazing. They're incredible. I guess just what I had access to, because I never learned how to really use buses in Japan. I only did on foot and subway stuff. That's not very conducive to waterfalls, I guess. But the waterfalls I saw, you know, I was like, yeah, whatever, waterfalls. Jeju, it's got some good-ass waterfalls, man. Easily worth the combined, what was it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 50 that I spent on these waterfalls. I still find it so weird that it was $5 to go up that one mountain. That was way too expensive. When for only a little bit more, you can see 3 waterfalls. Come on. Well, technically 5 waterfalls, 3 separate waterfall places. But again, I don't know why that one keeps sticking in my mind. I mean, I spent $11 on a tiny stick of deodorant. Who gives a shit about $5? Anyway, why am I rambling? I gotta fucking make my way, make my way to the other tourist destination. Well, I'm just walking along the side of the valley gorge, the river gorge, below the waterfalls. And I can see the Devil Bridge. There's little people on it. Again, I'm sure if you don't have fear of heights, you might see this and be like, what's the big deal, man? It's just a bridge. It's not that big. It's not that high. But yeah, it fucking is. You fuck. Fuck you. Fuck you. It's not that long, but it is very high. Whew. Yikes. I'm glad there was that secret side exit and I didn't have to walk back across that bitch. Yeah, it's also nice. You know, this might be kind of nice in a way. It's been really fun to do the circumnavigation, but it might actually be kind of fun going back to ambling. Because, yeah, today I kind of distinctly don't want to get any closer because I'm too close. Too close to the end. I need to make that its own thing. And I took a little detour because I saw a 7-Eleven, went up around, did the classic, got a coffee cup, bought some popsicles. Put the popsicles in the empty cup. They don't drip on you. The best. And as I was walking there, there was Gunsan right there. That's my final end point, right in front of me. So, I mean, there's no more question anymore. When I saw from a distance, I didn't think that was Gunsan. I was like, that must be some other mountain. But it's right there. And I checked the map and it's right there. It's like, yeah, that's it, man. That's it. It's just so crazy looking because when you see it from a distance, it really looks big. And there's these 2 distinct peaks at the top. And it's like, yeah, I was just standing on one of those. That's how I saw it. I mean, it all makes sense technically. You know, of course, I was super high up. I could see something like, again, 40%, I think I read somewhere, of Jeju. It's obviously going to be a huge high up view. And I was obviously on one of those peaks because I could see everything. My head was above everything. There was nothing obstructing my view. I guess just because I didn't grow up around mountains. I just can't reconcile that in my mind. Because I guess when I went up Gunsan, I didn't know that's where I was going. I was just following the Ole Trail. I was noticing like, man, I've been walking uphill for a long time. This is starting to wear me out.
But it just didn't really occur to me, both because I was walking through a forest and walking through the fog. And then when I got to the top, everything was so foggy, I couldn't even tell how high up I was. And then all of a sudden it cleared and I was like, whoa, I'm up there. So I guess there's just like a disconnect. I just cannot look at that mountain and look at that peak. And not only can I not like really just reconcile in my brain that that's where I was standing, it just doesn't seem like that should be possible. That's something that has been like constantly surprising me about being in Asia, because I didn't grow up around mountainous territory. Oh, here's a walkway, either to traffic or mysteriously down into the gorge. So I think we're gonna go down into the mysterious gorge. And then hopefully I can just cross down there. Hopefully there's a little bridge. But yeah, I've always been surprised, ever since the first time I went to Japan, just how attainable it is to walk up a mountain. Because, I mean, obviously there were mountains on the west coast when I moved there to Vancouver, but they're still very extreme, the grouse grind and stuff. You're not just casually walking up a mountain that's in your neighborhood. You still got to make a whole trek there, and it's a whole day, and it's very difficult. It felt like walking up a mountain. Where these mountains, yeah, it's surprising that it takes like half an hour or something, and you're at the top. My brain's just not used to that, you know? It was relatively easy to get to the top of Gunsan Orium, but when I'm looking at it, it looks like Mount Doom. It looks like you can never go there. That is not where a human can go. That's just not true at all. It's just that my brain just doesn't understand. But anyway, yeah, it's so mega close. So mega close that I just sat outside the 7-Eleven, prepping my stuff. And just staring at the end point, man. Next episode, I will complete this circumnavigation, I would bet large sums of money. Here we go. Oh, okay, here we go. Yeah, I'm connected up to the Olay Trail. This is the walkway I walked by the other day with the, I was gonna say the wildcats and then the feral cats, but none of that is true. They were super nice, the homeless cats. So yeah, here we go. I've been down here before. Oh, it's slippery. Walk very slow. Wet leaves on the ground. Oh, there's some people getting their stamps. Olay Trail stamps. I've never seen anybody get the actual stamps before. This is the Trail 8 midpoint stamp. Yeah, I saw that there's a, I don't remember anymore how many sections there are. Is it 20 some, 30 some? I don't remember anymore. But it's not one stamp per section. It's, I think, 3 stamps per section. So it's a lot of stamps overall. But yeah, just being able to amble over to the old 7-Eleven, get some stuff, just sit at the sit outside, stare at the mountain, contemplate the world. And now I'm literally going backwards. Now I'm following the orange arrow again so I can backtrack and go see the cliffside. It is kind of nice to not always be pushing forward. I mean, both things are nice, you know? Pushing forward is nice because it gives you a clear goal, something to do each time. Gotta push forward. But then on the other hand, just wandering around, also pretty goddamn nice. All right, here we are at Jungmun Daepo Columnar Joints. JUSANGJEOLLIDAE. Jusang Jolde. Touristy spot. The classic $2. I'm just heading in now. Bought my ticket. This time I was wary that, there's the ticket office and then there's the check the ticket. Two different things. So, of course, this is the classic just fundamental problem with this podcast is that it's a podcast. You can't see this. But based on my spelling a moment ago, feel free to tippity type that stuff in. And people on YouTube have got you covered if you actually want to see what this looks like. God, this podcast is stupid. But yeah, most stuff somebody else has got a visual. So yeah, just walking down the little steps to a little observation deck.
crashy waves. And this has been kind of nice considering that insane rainfall earlier today. I did grab the big fancy umbrella, one of the big fancy umbrellas from the hotel lobby, and I haven't even opened it, haven't needed it at all, just carrying it around like Oswald Cobblepot. All right, I'm gonna head over to this deck on the side first, because I feel like if there is a steep, scary part, I think it's over to the left, so I'm just gonna head to the right first. Maybe there is no steep, scary part, I don't know. This whole thing seems a little peculiar to begin with, just because it's, you know, it's not a waterfall. A waterfall's a lot easier to determine why it's special. Where, as far as cliff sides go, there's a lot of cliff sides all over this island. Man, so many people taking pictures. It's like Metal Gear Solid, you know, I got to avoid detection. I got to avoid being in pictures. Yeah, this is pretty nice. See, it is just really steep cliff sides, but I guess this is the columnar joints. It shouldn't be that hard of a word, but I just don't know that word. So they're all very column-y, you know? Like the cliffside isn't smooth. It's like, columns, like a bunch of rock sticks sticking up out of the ocean that then combine together to make cliff sides. And at some parts it's less severe, it's almost like steps. And then some parts it's more steep. Pretty cool, not bad. Oh, and there's Gunsan in the distance with cloud cover at the peak. I suppose that's one thing. I wonder if I should, because it's supposed to be rainy the whole rest of the time that I'm in South Korea. I guess I don't want to finish the circumnavigation on a day where I can't see anything from the top, but it's very hard to tell. I mean, it was clearer earlier today, and now it's clouding over again. I'm not sure how I should handle that. Man, this is pretty cool looking. The water is very, it looks like mouthwash. It's like green-blue. But also with a bunch of, you know, white. What is that called? I keep talking about the whiteness of the water. The surf? I feel like there's a word for that. When water gets all crashy. It is really, really freaking pretty. All right, I'm going to go to the other side, see how that looks. Although maybe this was the major one. I don't know. Who can know? Who can say? It's all just vaguely generally nice. $2, why not? God damn, these picture people though. Real pain in the dick. Like, why is this dad standing at one end of the walkway taking pictures of his family at the other end of the walkway? That makes the entire walkway unfucking... God damn, you couldn't possibly be more in everybody's way. But yeah, I do in general. I like the way Jeju is generally set up. That just these little charges for these things. Because yeah, this is a whole... You know, I mean, you could argue, hey, it's just some platforms by a cliff. But what if the platforms weren't here? You know? They just wouldn't even let you come anywhere near here. It's way too dangerous. Yeah, okay, and then to the left. It's just a little area. This one's just tiny. But it's like a bay. Oh, this is nice. With the classic no drone sign. I wonder if anyone's droned it up somehow, though, because this would be a perfect drone place. Man, it would look pretty. Yeah, I guess that's it. All right, cool. Yeah, that's not bad. I like it. That's worth $2. The people are annoying. But it's also Sunday afternoon. That's my bad. Coming here on the weekend. I was hoping it'd be rainy. I was hoping that would drive everybody away. All right, well, I'm going to soak this in a little more. Thank you for joining me on this audio presentation. Well, just after I left, I was just walking along the shore outside of the paid area, and there's a couple of parts. There's one part in particular that's, it's not as good, but it's like half as good. And it's like, oh yeah, I see. This one is still sweet, but it's not sweet enough to charge a couple bucks for. Must be strange when you're setting up one of these things. I wonder about that. Like, who owns these? Are they all owned by the same conglomerate, or does an individual person run each one? How do you get control of these kinds of natural, beautiful places? Maybe it's government-based, actually. That's probably true, now that I think about it. But yeah, trying to decide, like, oh, is this one good enough to fence off? I guess not. But anyway, yeah, it started raining, not like this morning, but still pretty hard. I'm glad I got this umbrella. It is awesome having a great, big, cool umbrella, because I've got a little collapsible one hidden away in my jacket inside pocket. But it's not very good, you know. It keeps my head dry, but the rest of my body doesn't do much for. This thing is great. It's so big. So I wonder if I had, if things had timed out a little different, would this rain have chased everybody away and I could have just been by the columnar joints by myself? Or probably, more likely, it would probably be like even worse, because everybody, not only would it be crowded with people, but everyone would also have an umbrella. You know, it might be worse. But yeah, just like everything changed so fast that I can't see Gunsan anymore. Very vaguely, I think that's it I'm looking at, but I can't even really tell. Everything got very foggy and overcast very quick. So I think, next episode, I think it's almost certain that I will finish the circumnavigation. But it's going to take some time still, because I'm going to follow the Olay Trail down by the shoreline where I was before and go up through the ancient horse path and take the whole, you know, the stuff I've already done. But I want to do it in reverse now. So it's going to take a little time. It'll take the afternoon for sure. And then because the weather is supposed to be more or less like this for the next week at least, I think there's just no guarantee that when I get to the top of Gunsan, I'll be able to see anything. But I think I'm just going to make my peace with that right now. Like, I already got crazy lucky the first time I was up there that everything cleared up and I got that amazing view. And it's not like that happened 2 months ago. You know, I checked the date. My first date that I started thinking about this plan was May 16th. And today is July 14th. So essentially, it took me 2 months to do this. But it's not like I last climbed Gunsan 2 months ago and now this is the grand reunion. I just did it the other day, you know, very, very recently. And then I decided on that as an endpoint and I flip-flopped to going clockwise instead of counterclockwise. So who the fuck cares if I don't see the view? I saw it the other day, I soaked it all in, it was awesome. So yeah, if I get to the end and I'm just up in the clouds and I can't see anything, that was also cool in its own spooky way. So that'll be fine. But yeah, I feel like that's coming next episode, almost for sure. So if you've joined me to this point, please don't stop now. don't stop listening right now. Oh my God, I'm almost there. Even though technically what I've got left to do is mainly a reverse angle version of a walk I already did, I guess, technically. I've essentially done it, but not quite. I didn't quite dot the last I and cross the last T. I think it's already... Seems like the rain's slowing down just based on the pitter-patter, if nothing else. So that's not bad. Yeah, time to go walk my ass up to a bus. Man, this shoreline is so nice. I wonder, I don't know anything about Taipei. I guess I'll learn when I get there. If I do end up back in a super city type situation like when I was in Seoul, I know it's smaller than Seoul. It's a lot smaller. It's more like, I think it's smaller than Busan even. But you know, there's certain upsides to being in the city. Just going to coffee shops and getting some writing done. I've pretty much completely given up on my novelist aspirations while I've been on these islands, because it's just like, fuck it, my mind is somewhere else. But if there's coastal stuff there, I sure won't complain. I love the coast. I love it. It's my favorite part of the planet Earth, for sure. Is where water meets land. You know, it's just the best. And I guess ocean in particular is extra nice. Or even just like a big, big lake, like in Toronto. That lake's so big, it's essentially the ocean. If you're in the beaches neighborhood, especially during shitty times of year, during the winter or the fall, and it's just like crashing waves and crazy freezing rain, it's very fun and exciting and cool. Or even snow, it's just cool. This is the hot shower version, still all humid. If I were to walk through this rain, I mean, it would be bad for my electronics, but it wouldn't be like, you couldn't do that in Toronto, walk through the rain in the winter, you would die, get hypothermia. Around here, I think you could just do it. You could just walk around, it's like no big deal. But probably that would be ill-advised, so it's extra nice to have the umbrella. Ah, the good old umbrella. All right, second to last episode of the circumnavigation. Oh geez, did it stop raining just like that? Just because I'm looking at a puddle. I don't really see any droplets. Yeah, I just removed the umbrella from my head. Test removal. That is fucking, that's wild, man. I think that confirms though that yeah, even if I had gotten to the joints, the columnar joints, while it was raining. I think everybody's used to this around here. A bunch of rain, then it stops. Then a bunch of rain, then it stops. Like when I went to Dazaifu on a rainy day and it didn't really slow down the tourism. I gotta assume it's the same thing around here. It was an idle fantasy that rain would let me have these magical places all to myself. It's not gonna fucking happen. Rain's not gonna stop anybody around here. But yeah, thank you for joining me once again. Next episode, circumnavigation extravaganza, which may or may not end with just a bank of fog in which I can see nothing. But that's fine. That'll be cool anyway. If only there was something special I could do to, you know, like if I could bring something with me, like, oh, I'll buy my favorite treat and I'll eat it on top of the mountain or something. But we're not in Japan. I don't have a favorite treat. What would I get? In fact, the other day, there's these pineapple cookies that you can get at most of the convenience stores that are just, you know, buy two, get one free. You know, just kind of your basic dollar store kind of cookies, but they have a little pineapple flavor. And it's like, oh, those are nice. So I was just grabbing some snacks to have for around the hotel room. And next to the pineapple ones, I saw the same brand, but it was just a slightly different color box. And I'm like, I don't even know what those are. Whatever, I'll grab those instead. Turns out they're corn on the cob flavored. And now I've got three boxes, six packets of these things. And I tried one, and man, they're not kidding. It tastes exactly like corn on the cob. And then it has an aftertaste of butter. And I mean, it's neat. It's neat that it tastes like that. It's particularly neat that it gives you kind of both flavors. But yeah, that first bite is just kind of unpleasant because it just tastes like corn. Then the aftertaste of the butter, still a little weird, but kind of appropriate to a cookie, kind of nice. But then the aftertaste left in your mouth, or if you burp or something, is just fucking corn. And it's like, South Korea, you're so wacky. You crazy fucks. No one makes corn on the cob cookies. Nobody. Why do you do this? So yeah, like, I don't know. What would I get? What would be my thing that I want to have? Besides a plum popsicle, but I can't take that to the top of the mountain because it'll melt. So anyway, whatever. But yeah. Yeah, man, you just like throw a dart. Oh, it started raining again. Look at that. Just throw a dart at a board with a bunch of random food items on it, and then throw a second dart and put those together, and they have it. They have that item here. They just do that. I suppose it doesn't have to be something good, right? I've got all these packets of corn-flavored fucking cookies. I could just bring one with me, and I could finish off this whole adventure on top of the mountain and eat a fucking corn cob-flavored cookie. Gotta do something with them. Maybe that would be more appropriate. More appropriate to finish in my days in South Korea. It's just the final confirmation that the local palate is very different from North America. I mean, it's like, I guess that makes it almost weirder, because it's like, all this stuff is very edible, and it's like kind of good in a way. I mean, in this case, for instance, it's a cookie. It's not bad, it's a cookie. It just so happens to be the worst cookie I've probably ever had, because it's just not a flavor appropriate to a cookie, you know? Okay, well anyway, thank you again for listening. I'll see you next episode. Adios.